This is Billy Brim, and the program you're about to hear is taken from our 2013 Autumn Assembly of Prayer in Branson, Missouri. Enjoy.
Arise. What do you mean life and death, Chip? What if we were all in real war and we're wearing our fatigues and we got our guns and some of us wounds and we've been out in battle? It's just right out here. You can hear the bombs and everything. Just picture that for a second. And a commander comes in. 5-star general, and he's got the intel. He's got all of the information that we don't know about that's coming in from satellite and from here and here. And he comes in and he gives us a command because of what he knows. Now, if you just sit there, too cool for school. You been to the bookstore? And these commands are coming to save your life. Do you think that commander wants you to die? He's telling you that to save your life so that you can complete the task. We are here to complete the task. I wouldn't want to be born at any other time in the history of the world. Are y'all with me on this? Are you ready to man up? Woman up, man. It's the same thing, man or woman. Givor is man, male or female. Arise to the occasion that you have been called. Amen. So we can complete the task. When Jehovah says it, here is how they said it to her mom. She came to me and said, we got to spread it. She said, whenever you see God say arise to somebody, and I found it at least 10 times. I saw it where he said it to Joshua when he was taken over for Moses. And it says this. This is quote. First things first, get yourself to a higher level. So anytime you see arise and it comes from the Lord to somebody else, you can translate, then meditate. Get yourself to a higher level. First things first. How many know first is priority talk? How many know priorities are important to God? First things first, get yourself to a higher level. He said, Joshua, Moses, my servant, is dead. Whoo! Oh, dude, can I give you, if I had a Bible translation, mine would say, here's what mine would say. Joshua, Moses, the legend, is dead. Now man up. Oh, you're not getting that. I'm telling you, arise to God means man up. Don't give me no more of those tears. I'm here with you. And when I'm with you, who can be against you? Now let's have it my way, not your way. Now Joshua, get yourself to a higher level. I'll show you the way. I'll lead you the way. I have a way. I have a plan, glory to God. Amen. I don't think Joshua's going. I think he's going. Because you never follow a legend. Coaches know this. Don't take the job after Bear Bryant. Take the job after the guy who fails after Bear Bryant. But Joshua didn't have a choice. Are you with me? I got to follow the legend. And God said, arise. You want the glory? You want the glory? Then arise. Arise. First things first. What has God told you to do? What does he have to say about the situation? What has he told you before? The Lord said to me, if Peter would have ran, he would have made it on the water. Oh, you. Oh. If Peter would have ran, he would have made it. And he said, I've told you to run your race. David ran towards Goliath. If he'd have walked, he wouldn't have made it. He would have changed and went his way. Amen. You may be seated. Glory to God. I believe we're getting something now, aren't we? Somebody say arise. Oh, arise. How many want to hear God like you've never heard him before? Then you know what you need to do? Arise. Here's a great example of that. Give me Ezekiel up on the board, if you would, please. Up on the screen. Ezekiel 3, 22. Click. And the hand of the Lord. Are we all right back there? Wake up. Tell that dude right there, wake up. Yeah. Okay, we got it. All right. It's not upper. He's pointing. Oh, there. Nobody was asleep, Mom, so don't worry about it. This is so cool to me, and see if it's cool to you. And the hand of the Lord was there upon me, and he said unto me, he told Ezekiel to, or first things first, get yourself to a higher level. Why? Why would God say arise in the first place? Well, there's a connection between the glory, which you're going to see several times in the scriptures. And you said you want the glory. We are the glorious church. But there's also, he wants to tell you and show you his ways to bring in the glory. First things first, Ezekiel, get yourself to a higher level. It's the difference between life and death. Right? I like to put then right there. See that comma? Then go forth into the plain, and I will talk with thee. Why wouldn't he tell him now? You didn't get it. Why don't you just tell me now? You haven't arose yet. Come on, somebody. Some of y'all are wanting to hear the next thing that God has for you in your church pertaining to glory, but he can't tell you at the level that you're at. Oh, I want to hear him. I want to hear him. Then arise. Get rid of what you need to get rid of. Put in what you need to put in, glory to God. Get on your faces and seek God like never before. Repent, pastors, repent. I went in there gung-ho, and I know God doesn't mind this or that, but I want his ways. I want him first. I want his say. Don't you want his say? I've experienced it too many times. I want his say. Don't you remember the story? I don't know if Mom shared it up here about Brother Hagin. When he first started, he pulled Mom in his office and said he would keep records of his healings. Help me on this, Mom. I know you will. Does she have a microphone? And he would keep records, detailed records of healings. And test.
I often thought that this was one thing that most pastors need to know.
Come on, Mama, come on.
And Brother Hagin said that he kept records of the healings, and he would stay for churches for 3 weeks a month. He never take under 3 weeks. And so he would keep a record. He could tell who got healed and who didn't get healed. So he kept a record. He also had every sermon note he ever preached. And he would keep down there how many got healed. So he noticed that he was getting 90% in the 3 weeks he'd stay, 90% healed and 10% not healed. So he started fasting and praying over the 10%. And then he noticed that he was getting 80% healed and 20% not healed. Fast and prayed over the 20% not getting healed. Got down to 50%. 50% getting healed, 50% not. Oh, man, he's fasting and praying more. He gets down to where he's only getting 10% of the people healed and 90% of the people are not getting healed. And he goes to a church and they're in revival and he forgets about his fasting and praying about the people not getting healed. And so the Lord speaks to him one day and he said, this church is in revival. Oh, my, yes, Lord. It's great. And in those days, 1,000 people was a big church, Pentecostal. And he said, they got 1,000 people. They've come to 1,000 people, the Lord said. Yes, praise the Lord. And he said, did you happen to know that there's 100,000 people in this town? Brother Hagin said, well, that's right. He said, well, that means 99,000 people don't go to this church. He said, if they would start, they're shouting, they're having the glory, they're having the victory because they're praising God for the 1,000 that are coming. He said, if they started to fast and pray and they just singled all the time on the negative, their numbers would go down. He said, you must keep on the positive. You must look at the positive. You must not look at the negative. You must not talk about the negative. And so he started then, praise God for the 10% that are getting healed. It grew to 20. Praise God for the 20. It went to 30. Praise God. And it went right on back up where it was.
So don't preach to the empty chairs. Preach to the ones who are there. And be thankful for them. Amen. See, God had a way. He said, you'll lose this. You'll lose this revival and glory and everything that's happening if you get your focus over there. Amen. God has ways. How many know the little things are important to God? Paul said, think on these things, not these things. Think on the good report, not the bad report. Amen. That's New Testament, people. Glory to God. So he said, go into the plain and I will there talk with you. Reminds me of a time, one time I used to go to the back room at Eagle Mountain. I was a fly on the wall, just happy to be there. Holding mom's Bible, not talking unless somebody talked to me. Preachers were all back in this room, back when Oral was living, and they all are such good friends. They're such good people. They really are real good people. And I was talking to Jerry Savelle was talking to me, and Jesse was talking to Oral Roberts right beside me. And at that particular time, everybody wanted to hear what Oral had to say if he began to speak. Kind of like the principal would walk in the room or something, you know. Or E.F. Hutton, if you remember that. And Jesse was doing all the talking. And Jerry and I were putting on a conversation, but it was really nothing because we wanted to hear what Oral. We were just pretending a conversation. And then Oral goes, excuse me, Jesse. And we're all like, yes, sir. Yes, sir. How many? When do you want me to do that? And Jesse turns and goes, every time I talk to him, God interrupts us. He liked that. But what I'm trying to say is this. They could sense a higher level of communication. Even these wonderful men and women of God even could sense there's a higher, we can go higher. Amen? There's always another level. We shouldn't have the same faith that we have right now, this time next year.
Shalom. Did you enjoy that? That was from our 2013 Autumn Assembly of Prayer, and we're about to have our 2014 Autumn Assembly of Prayer in Branson, Missouri at the Oak Ridge Brothers Theater. It officially begins October 30th, about 10 o'clock in the morning. We invite you to come through November 3rd. We invite you out to Prayer Mountain on the last day, and then after that, there's a gathering of the nations. We invite you, call us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447 for details.